This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan is with us. John, where shall we begin for this hour?
Let's have some fun with McDonald's here.
Yeah.
McDonald's, S&P has cut their bond rating to almost junk. That's why I got McJunk in the
right.
The title there. And all they have to do is three more rungs of the ladder to hit no longer being investment-grade securities. And the further you go down, that means the more you have to pay to borrow. So that's not good news for McDonald's. And the next one, I've got an idea that might help the McDonald's, at least the ones in Oregon. Maybe they should try the McJoint. In Oregon, there are now more marijuana shops than Starbucks or McDonald's. They just legalized over a month ago. There's 281 marijuana businesses in the state. There's 248 Starbucks and only 205 McDonald's. So there's already almost 50% more marijuana shops than there are McDonald's. So I got this idea.
John, I think free enterprise is great. However, if we are in an altered state, how are we going to be productive? How can we possibly compete on the world stage? How can we possibly return to being the envy of the world if we're not 100% there? Wow! And this is all approved. I wonder what other countries' heads of state think about us. I really wonder. I mean, the ones that matter, the ones who have great products coming from their factories. I wonder what they really think of us. I wonder if they're laughing at us. You know, we're being brought down to our knees by ourselves.
Yeah, and our government's doing a great job of that.
Yeah,
but I had this thought.
So is Charlie Sheen. So are the actors and actresses in Hollywood. You know, we used to think that, wouldn't it be nice to have a lifestyle like that? You look at Charlie Sheen. Man, what a disgrace.
Yeah, the lifestyle of the rich and famous.
Yeah. Yeah. And I keep, you know, the name Barney Frank keeps coming to my mind. How could he possibly be in office? And who would reelect him? He's as queer as a $3 bill.
Well, it should have become clear way back when Senator Kennedy got away with murder.
You're talking about Ted Kennedy, Edward Kennedy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about Chappaquiddick?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. And you know,
Mary Jo Kopechne.
What once you reelect? After that, you know, I think it's pretty much anything goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, they are certainly not subject to the same rules and regulations as we the villagers are, and it's outrageous. But, you know, as things spiral down into the abyss, and when it becomes a free-for-all, it will be a free-for-all. And where are these guys going to go and hide?
I think the good news is they're not going to be in as good a shape as some of our class.
That's right. That's right. Because they're dependent. They actually don't produce anything. They really don't. They just tell us what to do. But they are not innovators. They are not producers. They are not farmers. They are just parasites. You're absolutely right.
And they're going to find out what worthless money means.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, if anybody from McDonald's in Oregon's listening, I think this would be a great opportunity if McDonald's started selling marijuana. And you had a smoking section, you know, with internet that would keep them there long enough before the munchies kicked in. And bam, sales through the roof.
Well, maybe they could raise the prices and many customers wouldn't even know. You know? Just raise the prices. Get everybody in there and just start raising the prices right while they're there. What a great way to rip off their customers. Okay, what's next?
Well, let me run through the next four real quick so we can get to that last one. Walmart is going deep on inventory, you know, thinking that having all these products in stock will attract customers during the shopping season. You know, it's kind of like if you stock it, they will buy. That's not the problem. People are broke. So I think Walmart's going to be in the situation where they're going to have a lot of inventory to get rid of, which is, means deeper discounts to get rid of it, which I believe is going to translate in an even worse time. And let's just overlay something else here. You know how this administration has been poking China in addition to Russia. They've been, you know, having flights and ships go as close as they can to these new islands that China's built up. And rather than start a hot war, what if China decided just to stop shipments of goods to the United States? How long would it be before Walmart would have to shut down because they don't have anything left on their shelves?
Well, they've got just-in-time inventory, so wouldn't it be tomorrow? I mean, if they stopped shipping today and the stores got no restocking, wouldn't they be going out of business starting tomorrow?
It would happen rather quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly within a couple of weeks.
And elsewhere, Apple cuts component orders by 10% due to weak iPhone sales. So that affects China, too, because that's where a lot of the components come from.
Mm-hmm.
Wholesale inventories have never been higher relative to sales ever. And that's also a sign of recession. And if it weren't for these eight companies, the market would be down for 2015. They're calling them FANG and NOSH. FANG is Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Alphabet, which is Google. That's where the G comes from. NOSH, Nike, O'Reilly, Starbucks, and Home Depot. Take away those eight stocks, and the S&P 500 would be negative for the year. That's how poor this economy is. And that brings us to what's happening down under in Australia. You know, we've talked about Caterpillar and how bad things have been for the last two or three years. And they had this auction of heavy equipment down under. And you're more familiar with this type of equipment than I am. So why don't you take it and discuss what you're seeing there and what that means for you?
Okay, so the article is titled What an Industrial Depression Looks Like, Photos from an Australian Heavy Machinery Auction. And I'm looking at some of these large machines. For example, Caterpillar has a machine called a 992C. It's a rubber-tired loader. Great big scoop. Looks like you could scoop up a car with this thing, with the scoop. Just grab one and scoop it up. And it was $2.9 million. So this thing has four tires on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 steps to climb up into the cab. 8 steps to get into the cab. This thing is tall. The wheels and tires are taller than a person, by far. This is a massive, massive machine. It was $2.9 million new, sells for $15,000. Now let's contrast that with Craigslist. Craigslist, Springfield, Missouri, has a 2008 John Deere backhoe. This John Deere backhoe is a model 310, and it's a four-wheel drive, has air conditioning, and I'm sure this other one that we talked about has air conditioning as well. The $2.9 million Caterpillar, I'm sure that has air conditioning as well. So this is the John Deere that we're talking about is more like a toy compared to the Caterpillar. Kind of like the John Deere is more like the size I have here on the farm. Now, this one on Craigslist right now is a 2008 model. So we're looking at 7 years old. 2008, it has 1,640 hours on it. If you translate 1,640 hours and you say, well, if you were in an automobile or a light truck and you were operating it at 50 miles an hour, how many miles would that be? Well, 82,000. So it's like looking at a seven-year-old machine with 82,000 miles on it if it were a car or a light truck. This John Deere backhoe is $60,000 used. Okay. $60,000 for a tiny one that a farmer might use that could not pick up a car, with the scoop. The scoop's too small compared to this great big machine that's available in Australia the numbers are changing. We'll be right back and I'll let you know what these numbers are. But absolutely staggering numbers. Yeah, was $1.4 million, now $50,000 for this machine in Australia. $60,000 for a small one in the United States. That's what happens when there's no demand. Well, I'd love to have one of those. I could dig out a pond in like 20 minutes. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G G2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, John Reagan's with us, and so I was looking at these pictures, and I got the prices confused. So this Caterpillar 992C, this huge machine, was $2.9 million. It's now $15,000. $15,000 in Australia because it's being sold at a liquidation sale or a liquidation auction. Now there's a bulldozer that was $900,000. It's a Caterpillar 775D. Now Caterpillar is considered top of the line. That, you know, that's as good as you can get. Well, $900,000. It's selling for $47,500. Now that's a heck of a machine. And compare that to what's selling in our state here in Missouri. You can buy a little Cat D5B bulldozer. Now this particular bulldozer is a 1983 model. It's really tiny compared to the one in Australia, and it's $20,000. So these prices are fire sale prices in Australia. Of course, the problem is you've got to get them. You got to get them back here, but these are not good signs. These are signs of collapse, as I see it, John.
Yeah, and the bargain basement there at the last one, they have a large workshop with a water tank, and I could probably do the math based on the barrel there. I'd say it's at least 1,000 gallons, if not more. A $200,000 workshop with water tank, $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, and, you know, I'm looking at, it cost me more to, way more to go to Arkansas to buy materials for our barn and bring them home than that shop with the water tank costs it at fire sale prices. So, John, as Barry shuts down the coal industry in the United States, I can see these kinds of things happening here. The problem is, what kind of a business would need this size equipment? Only a country who is progressing would need this kind of equipment. And let me share another story that kind of dovetails with this. I wanted to buy some equipment for our farm shop. I was looking at lathes, metal lathes, wood lathes, grinding, grinders, all kinds of machinery here for our farm. And I found this guy who was selling equipment months ago on Craigslist. And here's what they're doing. They are going into businesses that have shut down. They are buying at auction all the equipment in one lot. They'll say, okay, we'll buy everything you got. And then they sell it by the piece. And I said, well, who's buying this stuff from you guys? There are buyers in third world countries that are really excited about buying American machinery that we no longer use to make products in America. That's where these parts are going. And these machines are going. And it's going to be really tough to get them back. Doesn't look like the United States is progressing under the last regimes that we've had here. These guys are selling us out and they're destroying our country. And they're saying, you know, free trade is really a good thing. And instead of us making them, we'll just watch TV and smoke dope. And we'll let them make all these things and we'll just buy them and they can do all the hard work and we'll watch TV and play video games and go to arenas where we can watch guys chase a ball. That's what we're good at. Oh, we're also good at something else. We're good at sitting in front of a computer if we have a job and typing in data on other people. That's what we do. We enter appointments, we schedule appointments, we enter data for medical tests and so forth. That's what we do. Insurance, banking. I was talking to a couple bankers. I ran into them in the last couple of weeks. And I said, you guys have any money at the bank? They kind of laughed. Mostly they are in the business of entering digits at their computer terminal, transferring from one conceptual account to another conceptual account. That's what bankers do. And they lend conceptual digits and charge conceptual interest. But if you don't pay them back with interest, they will seize your real property. John Reagan, I'll be right back.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John in Nixa. Welcome.
Hi, Vin, and this is John. I just wanted to call you and let you know that I spoke with a Burlington Northern Santa Fe railroad engineer yesterday, and he said because of the EPA and how they're making the changes on the coal plants, he said that Burlington Northern has put 850 locomotives into storage because they have no need for them because they have decreased the amount of coal being moved cross country by 50%. And he says the next problem that they've ran into is that oil industry is not doing any exploratory And he says, so all of the steel and all of the well drilling equipment, he says, has all, pretty well all stopped. And he says, so the rail industry is coming to a squealing stop with this commander-in-chief we have right now.
Yeah, I just got a call from Mike Parsons on the air. He heard me mention steel. And he said, hey, Vinny, you want to buy a tractor trailer load of steel pipe, you know, well drilling pipe. He said, we can get it. He said he didn't need a whole tractor trailer load. He thought I might want to split one with him. And it's at fire sale prices. So these are really, really expensive pipes. And here's what we're doing with them.
What size?
In the United States, I didn't get the size. I had maybe 10 seconds before we were going back on the air. So, but you want to go in on a third of a tractor trailer load of pipe?
Well, if it's 2-inch.
No, I think it's going to be more like...
Sense.
Well, that's what we're thinking of, and that's the problem. John, I mean, it's really good fencing, and I've got a machine to drive these posts right into, or these pipes right into the ground and weld them together and make the corners. But what we're doing is we're taking good quality well drilling pipe and we're making it into fences. We're cutting it up. It's almost like it's scrap. I mean,
that's what the military
that's
does
a country
with tanks.
That's a country
in decline.
All right, John, help me understand this. When I lived in Virginia, there was a locomotive, and it was in our little hamlet in rural Virginia. And this thing was idling for month after month after month after month, and it was built in the 1950s. This was a train locomotive, a diesel engine locomotive. And I asked the guy, why is this thing idling for, you know, like a half a year? And I was told that once they start them, they don't shut them off because they're
too
hard to start.
Yeah, that's pretty well true.
So we're talking about a locomotive that's over a half a century old that just doesn't get shut off.
When I worked out at the railroad, the switch engine that we had, they would only run the switch engine during the night. So all the workers, there was about 200 workers out there working on cars. The locomotive sat and idled all through the 10-hour day during the day, and just sitting in one spot. And then in the when we would go home, the night shift would come in and start moving it around the tracks. And when they'd go home in the morning, they'd just park it and it'd sit there and idle all day long.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this. I believe you said there are 850 locomotives that are no longer in service.
Yes,
at
they
Burlington
actually
Northern.
Shut these off. They shut them off and put them in storage.
All right. Now, what does it take to start a locomotive?
Normally what they do is they have to use like a pony engine that is it's a starter, but it's a pony engine that, you know, could be like a 500 horse V8 engine that they will use to engage the engine to turn it over, you know, instead of using because this is a 2500 horse diesel, and so they have to use, you know, a 500 horse, you know, gasoline engine that is with a starter Bendix on it, and to start these things.
Mm-hmm. And now, is there an alignment? Is there a shaft that comes out the front of these locomotives, or out the side, or how would they bring this starter to the diesel locomotive? Is it on a truck?
It pretty well would be like on a truck, and that there would be like a PTO type shaft.
Uh huh. Okay. And how long does it take to start one? So if you were the guy to start that locomotive, and you were given the task of, okay, John, locomotive number 12 over there, would you drive over there, take this truck, start it up? How long would that take? And could you do that by yourself, or would it take, you know, a team of guys?
It would be probably a team of guys. The time that I saw one of the locomotives out at the rail yards started, it took about 30 minutes because they had to actually, you know, crank the engine and to get the cylinders warm enough for the diesel to start, because they're not using clean diesel. They're using, you know, a very almost crude oil to start them. And so it's quite an ordeal to get them going. And when they do, they'll make lots of black smoke, and they'll finally get to chugging along, and then they'll increase the RPM.
Okay. What is your concern about these 850 locomotives that are in storage now?
Well, the thing is, I was looking at is that 50% of the coal industry, the coal that's being pushed down the rails are being shut down by the EPA because of no need of it. This is going to be jobs. You know, this is a humongous job, you know, killing situation. You've got the this is a very large industry, and how they move things from one point to another point. And when you see large industry that is just being nearly shut down, this is not a good sign for the times.
And what impact do you think that's going to have for Springfield, Missouri's coal-fired power generation plant?
Electricity is going to go up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, and are you concerned about that particular plant shutting down? Do you know anything about that one?
I don't.
Okay.
I know that the Springfield said that they have switched over to natural gas for a considerable amount of their power. But, you know, you get any kind of disruption in the system, that's why, it's been good to have, coal and natural gas to be able to, switch back and forth due to the market, whatever there is if natural gas is high and coal is cheap, you burn the coal. If coal is high and natural gas is cheap, then you burn the natural gas. That's just kind of the way a lot of the industry has been going. But because of natural gas being in more demand, now the cost of natural gas is going up, and they're not being allowed to burn the cheaper coal.
Here's one side product to burning coal. What has happened in the last couple of decades, the ash that was the byproduct of the burning coal, there was a problem with what do we do with that. So companies have set up a sheetrock manufacturing plant right adjacent to these coal-fired power generation plants. So they would take this white ash and they would use it to make sheetrock for housing construction. So if we're going to take away the burning of coal from some of these power plants, there will be less of that material used to manufacture sheetrock. Now, I'm not saying it's a good idea to use sheetrock that's made out of fly ash, but that's what has been happening. So there are a lot of repercussions and dominoes that are set to fall as a result of this. And I can tell you that I have seen fewer and fewer train loads of coal going parallel to Interstate 44 in our neck of the woods. Well, what I'm saying is Springfield, Missouri, 50 miles away. I don't see as many trains going by with coal in them. Is that something that you've noticed as well, John?
Well, I've not been down Highway the 60 corridor and the Highway 44 corridor where the a lot of the train traffic is, but I'm just going by what the locomotive engineer was telling me yesterday.
Okay, so that means locomotives are in storage. That also means that there'll be less repairs on the train cars, right? Doesn't that mean overall, overall job loss in the rail industry?
Yes. Yeah, see, several years ago, the train industry was almost bankrupt, and then, during the Bush administration, the rail had kind of picked back up and had rehired a lot of the people that they had laid off. I know that I was working on the rail, in the rail system back during the Clinton era, and that's why I'm no longer in the rail. But then by the time the Bush administration came in, the rail started picking back up again. But now during the Obama administration, now you can see that it's very obvious the rail industry is starting to fail again.
And back in the 70s, I thought there's absolutely no way our government would allow the railroads to shut down. No way, because of the strategic defense capabilities that the rail industry provides, because sometimes you just can't ship things any other way because they're just so heavy. And I thought
the
rail was
in a rail, you know, everybody thinks about how much fuel a locomotive might run. The thing is, one locomotive can pull 2 miles of train cars. And with the enormous amount of tonnage, you know, it's actually, they're able to move, you know, move a per ton of cargo is just pennies, you know, that per ton, per mile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I once asked an engineer how much fuel he used for a 300-mile trip in Virginia. And he said he could pull his train 300 miles with 500 gallons of fuel. And it may seem like that's a lot, but that would be pulling about 100 cars, which is 100 train cars, which you can't get a tractor trailer, 100 tractor trailers to go 300 miles on 500 gallons of fuel. It's impossible. They get like 5.5-6 miles per gallon. So, yeah, it really is efficient. And so a lot of it has to do with the level tracks and the steel wheels where there's, you know, reduced friction compared to rubber tires on roads. John Dollarhide, anything else you want to share with us?
No, I'm good.
Hey.
Stay dry.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, it's raining like crazy. Thanks so much for calling in. John Reagan, I'll be right back after, more commercials. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
PC,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, I want to share an email I got. It was titled Emergency by one of our loyal class. Okay, there it is. It says, there. Hope I have your attention. Did you get the articles I sent you about the murder of the Idaho rancher, Jack Yantis, by sheriff's deputies? A sheriff called him down to the highway to dispatch his 2,400-pound bull that had been hit by a car. The car was totaled and the occupants injured as the bull rolled over the top of the vehicle, crushing it. As Yantis approached, he was met at the scene by deputies using his bull for target practice, causing more harm to his already dying bull, filling its lungs with blood. Yantis approached the bull, drew his gun from only a few feet away, and one of the deputies grabbed the scope on Yantis' gun, spinning Yantis around, causing the firearm to discharge into the ground. The deputies immediately fire upon Yantis, killing him in front of his wife, nephew, and other spectators. His wife ran to him to assist him. The deputies wrestled her to the ground, handcuffing her, causing her to have heart failure. No kidding. She celebrated her 63rd birthday in the hospital. The nephew was also trying to get to Yantis and was wrestled to the ground and handcuffed as well. And wouldn't you know, the body cams and dash cams were off of the Leos. The body cams and dash cams of the Leos, that's law enforcement officers, were not working at the time. Witnesses state that the deputies were strutting around like proud peacocks after this happened. Who takes care of the Yantis Ranch, which was his livelihood now? How will his wife manage that? While the Yantis family has mom in the hospital, dad dead, and a ranch unattended, these deputies are out on paid vacation. From what you've said about local Leos, Vincent, this could happen to you and your wife. It's ridiculous and tragic all at the same time. I'm going to get my own dash cam. Take care. And it's signed one of our students. Now, Mrs. Finelli and I are 63 years old. And these kinds of events are absolutely out of control. And I'll tell you what we're doing. We have moved all our cows close to the farm. There are these crazed hunters that are driving up and down our dirt road looking for deer. And they're asking us, hey, you have any deer around here? And you know what? In this case, we're not answering them exactly. We're not telling them exactly the situation. Okay? We don't want them to believe that there are deer here. And we are patrolling our farm with ARs and 45s. We are. We have had shots fired on our farm from the road. It's unacceptable. We consider those shots fired toward us as life-threatening. We are patrolling our farm, and we've moved the cows so that they are closer to the farmhouse. And we are out with them many times during the day, and we're patrolling our road. We're not going to allow hunters to poach on our farm. It will not happen. Farmers, I hope you're paying attention to this, because the same thing is probably happening at your farm, and cows are being stolen. There's even a theft of oil out of the ground in Texas because of the lack of jobs. Crude oil is being stolen with tanker trucks. Crude oil is being sold at $10 a barrel. John Reagan?
And getting into the transportation industry again, there's a link in the employment section where the world's largest shipping company is getting rid of 4,000 jobs because of falling demand. Like I say, it's not just the United States, it's worldwide. And I encourage you to get to the Fukushima section on your own, since we're out of time.
John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us. And there's not much good news out there. Please, class, please talk to your entire family. Do not buy trinkets for Christmas. Only things that are durable, only things that will last, only things that will help you survive. What's coming is really messy, and we'd like to see all of you on the other side. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.